Yeah, Kylie Minogue, Better the Devil You Know, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Morning, folks. Clear your throat there, PJ.
Yeah, I have to. I haven't spoken in nearly 3 weeks.
I tell you, I played that song especially for you, by the way.
Did you, yeah?
That Kylie Minogue, Better the Devil You Know.
Better the Devil You Know.
You can go off and you can be doing your thing and all that. You know what I mean? Off gallivanting, trying everything, but I tell you, Better the Devil You Know. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know that. I know, and you as well.
What was I doing?
Better to who in the morning you're used to, is what the song I be singing. You know what I mean?
Morning, folks.
Better to who in the morning you're used to.
Yeah, how she didn't write that song, none of us will ever know.
I think it was some BBC thing they got in the way, started complaining about it.
Always getting in the way.
There's a hill that you know every morning on the radio.
You're a lyrical genius.
Oh, I tell you, yeah.
Anyway, how the hell are you?
I'm grand, yeah, thanks very much.
Good stuff. To be honest with you, I kind of know all this because I was chatting to you on Saturday night.
So I was there, yeah, what are you talking about? I haven't seen you the whole day.
I mean, for the purpose of the nation.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Well, so how are you getting on?
I'll nip out and have a
coffee. Well, not a lot has happened, to be honest, since I've seen you here on Saturday.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like everybody's wondering about how your filming went and your Cork extravaganza went. And of course, you were in at the Bows yesterday and it was a good win for you, was it?
3-0.
3-0.
3-0 to the Bows, which is great, yeah. A thoroughly undeserved 3-0, which is the best type. So there you go. Yeah.
It's like finding a fiver in your pocket.
Isn't it?
An undeserved 3-0
win. An undeserved 3-0. Oh, it was lovely.
And of course,
stuff.
On the old sporting front, I assume you were glued to the golf, were you?
I don't know anything about it. Now, I'll be honest with you. I can't figure it out. I'm delighted for Dennis Lowry. I am. But I really don't have a riddler's what the situation is. Well, fair play now. As Elfla, we owe great favours to. Because his old man played on the famous Offaly team that stopped Kerry getting their 5 in a row.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's the significance. I knew he was an All-Ireland winner. I didn't know it was on that side.
Yeah, yeah.
He stopped the Kerry 5 in a row.
He did, yeah.
Oh, single-handedly.
Yeah. On his own, yeah.
And now
I think
Shane,
that's why your man got into solo sport himself.
And now Shane is the Open champion. Or they actually call Championship Golfer of the Year, apparently, is the title that goes with it.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because naturally,
what you get for winning?
Naturally being a sort of a, you know, a British competition, they do like to.
Oh, they do,
give
yeah.
It a little
yeah.
bit
it's
of
like
grandeur.
The Americans in their World Series. Yeah,
it wouldn't be good enough to be just the Open champion. You have to be Championship Golfer of the Year.
Yeah, yeah. And what do you get? You have to wear a crown or something.
Remember the thing that you were literally standing beside in here?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Oh, the silver jam jar.
Yeah, you were as close to it as Shane Lowry. The difference was you weren't allowed to touch it.
Wasn't allowed to touch it.
Yeah.
That was stupid, in fairness, wasn't it?
Yeah,
your woman with
the white gloves was a little bit.
Like, in fairness to her, she's doing her job, not letting us touch it. But it's a bit stupid. You can't even. Like, you're allowed to put your head a millimetre next to it. But you can't. Get out of it.
God's sake. Anyway, listen, good to be back, folks. If you want to give us a shout, as always, WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Absolutely free. Who have we got? A few in already. Top of the morning. PJ and Jim, big, big welcome back from Paul in Limerick, who's almost finished his 12-hour shift. Fair play to you, Paul. Thank you for that. Greg and Ballinasloe, good to see you. Morning, lads. Can you give a shout-out to Grace and Zara? They're going on the boat over to Peppa Pig Land.
Oh, go on, our lass. That sounds amazing.
In Southampton on holiday. Love from Mum and Dad. Wow, Grace and Zara, Peppa Pig Land.
Fantastic.
She has her own land. That's incredible, isn't it?
I still think Peppa Pig's a very bad influence on children. I'm being honest with you.
There you go. Grace
and
Zara.
Doesn't like daddy. You know what I mean? What did daddy do wrong? Silly daddy. Silly pig. Kicking the back of the nappy now.
Kicking the curly wee.
Kicking the curly wee, exactly. Yeah.
English Ian, good to hear from you. Who else have we got? Trish, who's in Lusk. Good to talk to you. Margaret, of course. It wouldn't be the same if Margaret Lee didn't give us a welcome back. You'd think something was wrong.
So it's great. Thank you very much, Margaret. We're lost without you.
Absolutely. And look at this now. Sad news. I know we shouldn't be starting off on sad news, but Nipper's been on to say that he's being let go from his job on Friday.
Oh, no.
And the only thing that's going to cheer him up is if Tara will sing him happy birthday.
Oh, Tara, you know what to do.
Think we can arrange
it's
that,
It's up to
Nipper.
You now. Nipper needs help.
Think we can arrange that, Nipper. Leave it with us. No problem at all.
Happy birthday, Mr. Nipper. There you go. Yeah, we have to do that. Have to get that sorted.
No problem. Right, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We haven't even mentioned that it's going to be a belter of a day.
It's going to be like 24 or 5 degrees or something.
Today and tomorrow apparently are like just... best of the year.
Gee, I'm so glad I'm just wearing a G-string and a pair of socks today.
I thought you were going to say I'm so glad I'm back at work today. But you had to go with,
as well.
You had to go with G-string and
a sock. There's no point back at work without wearing, arriving to surprise.
Did you say sock or socks?
Sock.
That's a very important difference,
one
by the
second.
Way. Yeah, Rod Stewart, do you think I'm sexy? Here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 22nd of July. Thanks for being with us, folks. Almost 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. Margaret thinks that's a very... Not Margaret, sorry, Mary in Santry thinks that's a very appropriate song after your comments about only wearing a G-string and a sock.
Yeah, it's, I know it is. She's dead right. She's hit the nail on the head there. And I'll tell you something.
Unbelievable.
If you could only see what Jim could see, you'd all be singing.
Also, Margaret is a little bit worried, PJ, because basically it's grey and misty in Fermoy. Are we sure it's going to be a fabulous day? Yeah, we are.
I tell you, it's supposed to be very hot is the main thing.
Yeah.
Very hot.
Today and tomorrow definitely predicted to be huge days.
Yeah, let me have a look there now.
Is it nationwide, by the way?
We're seeing Cork.
I should have really been listening to.
No, Cork does look like it's going to be cloudy, unfortunately.
For the day?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Cloud and Cork right. All day.
May not get as excited as we originally planned to get.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
For us, lot, it's an awful lot better here. Oh, Jesus. Sorry about that. Oh, look at that. Oh, my God. Like, it's about 20 degrees and reasonably overcast for the county of Cork.
Right.
Dublin is. Ah! Jesus! Oh! 26 degrees of hot sun from 3 o'clock on! Oh my God! We'll be going to bed! At 22 degrees of sunshine! Bright
Unbelievable.
Skies!
Unbelievable!
Oh, this is fantastic!
Now, Margaret, I don't want you to feel that he's taking any particular joy in that.
I'm annoyed with Cork today, anyway.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is that what after the incident I saw with somebody putting a Cork jersey in your dog?
Yeah.
Right.
You leave your dog with a Cork person. A very nice person. Someone who pretended to be a lovely person.
Right.
And a wonderful Cork man. Took the dog.
We're not talking Collie here, are we?
No, it wasn't Collie, no.
Right.
Collie would do it as
he
well.
Would.
I just want him to know. I know he would.
Yeah, we're on to you, Collie.
Because when I sent him the picture, he thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
And then I collect my dog, and my dog is wearing a Cork GAA jersey made for a dog. I couldn't believe
somebody went to the bother of actually getting it.
Yeah, in fairness now, I will say, they did get a Dubs one as well.
Ah, right, okay.
You know,
yeah.
To take the edge off.
Just to cover both bases.
But when I opened the door and saw me dog in Cork GAA.
Defiled?
And the dog wiggling her tail. Hello! I said, what?
Look what I'm wearing.
Look what I mean. Stop it. Get that on you.
Right.
You little Dublin pup, you.
Anyway, sorry about that, Margaret. Yeah, it looks like... Well, I mean, it'll get warmer. We can tell you that bit anyway.
And if you leave now, you'll be in Dublin by about 9:30.
Yeah. We'll get an official one from Tara at 6:30, right? And
we'll see what happens.
Right,
I have time to look at Galway and Limerick now, but I'll have a scour as well.
We'll rock through a few birthdays. Right, let's start with Danny Glover of Lethal Weapon fame. And probably lots of other movies, but I'll always associate him with Lethal Weapon.
Ah, that's always the one. And he was the L lad. Oh my God, I promise. Oh,
well, this is going to go well.
I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't get back to sleep. So there you go.
Oh yeah.
So you're going to get some hysterical weirdo now later.
Great.
On.
Great. Fantastic. Lovely. That's it. Get the medication out.
Yeah, so Danny Glover. He was, yeah, Lethal Weapon. That's why he was always about Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
He was the sense to the nuts case carry on of Riggs. It was Mel Gibson.
Right. So he was Murdoch. No.
No.
Murta. No. Riggs and...
Riggs and Murta. It wasn't Murta.
It wasn't Murta.
It might have been. Yeah. I can't remember. All I remember is that something would go wrong. Mel Gibson would be up to some hijinks and shenanigans.
Yeah, yeah.
And
some
then it would
risky
be followed
business.
By Danny Glover going, I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he had the family and he was always trying to look after
Actually,
them. And
it is Murta. I should have spotted that really because it's written down in front of me.
Ah, there you go. That always helps. So I'm going to take a stab at Danny Glover now. If he was supposed to be too old for this year back then, is definitely way too old for this year now. And I'm going to say he's like 74.
Oh, not bad. 73.
Ah.
That's a good start. He's warming up. Right. A song that I thought was going to be really, really appropriate today until Margaret sent in our text saying that it's all whisty and mess.
Whisty and mess.
Whisty and mess in Fermoy.
Whisty and mess in Fermoy. And wet and misty in Galway.
In other places. But I thought we were going to get able to roll out the Boys of Summer, right? Because it's Don Henley's birthday today.
I don't know which one he is. I know he's an eagle.
Yeah, he's an eagle.
That's all I know.
Right. Well, go on then. What does he do in the Eagles? Pick a number.
Is he?
Exactly. Yeah.
He's a singer.
Yeah. I think more than one of them sang.
Oh.
I can't be sure.
What a weird band. I don't know. What a weird band.
I was going on the Boys of Summer, for God's sake.
What is the Boys of Summer?
You know the song? Out on the road today, there's a dead end. You know all that?
No, they only sing Hotel California.
Oh, for God's sake.
That's their song.
Solo hit.
Huh?
Don Henley's Boys of Summer.
Oh, he went solo.
No, that didn't really. No wonder nobody ever heard it. Yeah, that didn't really do a lot.
I didn't do much for Don Henley either.
Yeah, yeah.
Don Henley.
Hard to believe. That was a big hit from
Don Henley.
It was a big 80s hit as well.
Spinning in his nest listening to that version of it.
Absolutely.
I don't know, I can't.
I'll tell you what. He's the same age vintage as Danny Glover.
I would have thought so. 75.
Oh, 72.
Ah,
right, okay. What about this bloke though? Willem Dafoe.
Right. Weird looking man.
Yeah.
Always
weird actor.
Always the bad guy or the weasel. That's why he was playing Judas, wasn't it, in The Last Temptation of Christ?
Did he play?
Was he Judas? He must have been.
He was even the bad guy in the Mr. Bean movie.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There you go. He got cast in a cuddly comedy with no words, he must have thought, this is it. I can finally just do something different.
And the weird thing about it was, he actually played a character in it. Like a real pretentious art house kind of director thing.
Which
is kind of the way you think of him, a little bit.
A little bit.
Mad, you know.
And the fact that he was too weird to even give him the proper name of William. That's to put an E at the end of it.
And do you know what the gas thing is? Do you know what his real name is?
What?
Do you know what his real name is?
Well, I was presumed it was Willem.
Yeah. Do you know what his real name actually is?
No.
William.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious.
Shut up.
He was actually born William Dafoe.
Who does that?
He decided to change the A for an E and call himself Willem.
Who does that?
I don't know. It's just written down here. His real name is William.
What a weirdo. What an absolute weird. That's like you just saying, I'm going to be called Jam from now on.
That's correct. I will be.
Jam.
PJ and Jam in the morning. That's a very good name for a show.
Peanut butter and jam in the morning.
PJ. Yeah.
PB. I'm going to call myself PB.
Yeah, PB.
PB and Jam in the morning.
Oh, we're on to a winner.
Change your mind, Willem. You made a great choice there. He is, I guess he's like 52.
64.
Oh, right. Jeez.
Right, okay.
Looking weird.
We just lashed through a few of these. Right, go on. Very quickly then. Risa fans.
Oh, yeah,
like him ever since that Notting Hill movie.
Yeah. He didn't do much after it, did he?
He's the star of that movie.
Yeah, by a long shot.
He's the only reason to watch that.
He's the only reason I watched it about 14 times. and he seems like he's a bit of crack and all as well, I think. He did something weird. I can't remember what it was, thankfully. I'm going to say he's like, I don't know, he's not much older than I am. Like 47.
52.
Oh, right.
52. Right. Here's one that'll take you back to your childhood. Actually, it's hard to know. Did you even watch any of the things that she might have been in? But Bonnie Langford.
Aye, what are you talking about? Wash out your Georgie Mouth Jam, McCabe. I absolutely did.
You were a proper Bonnie Langford fan.
Oh, so she was a children's TV presenter when I was a kid.
Was she? Wasn't she in some kids' program? Just William. No.
Doesn't ring a bell.
I might be going back to Just William.
Just Willem. When Jam used to watch Just Willem in the morning.
Obviously, if you're called William now, you have to. You have to be a Will I Am or a Willem.
Yeah.
Bonnie Langford. Oh, did she not have?
I love Bonnie Langford.
Is she the one that used to do that thing? I'll squeam and squeam and squeam
until I'm sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it. Because she was a dancer or something, and then she got into children's TV, and that was it.
She was like a wannabe Shirley Temple.
Yeah, she was a little bit.
Sort of.
She was like him. What was your woman that sang? I need a hero. What's her name?
Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Tyler. She was very like her.
Why? Because her name is Bonnie.
No, because she carried on and all like that. They carried on a lot.
Couldn't be two more different people in the world than Bonnie Langford and Bonnie Tyler.
What are you talking about? They're almost like each other.
Bonnie Tyler looks like Rod Stewart.
Yeah. They're almost exactly like each other. I need a hero.
Squeam, man.
Till I'm sick. He's got to be warm. He's got to be bad. He's got to carry a very big stick. I don't know how you see that.
You're going to be surprised at how old she is.
I'd say she's in her 70s.
No, because that's what's going to surprise you. According to this, unless there's a very bad typo, she's a lot younger than you're going to think.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
In her 60s, like.
Go again, buddy.
You're joking.
I'm telling you, according to this, unless it's really off the mark, unless there's a massive typo, it's...
So unless she's the high end.
I was amazed.
Take a stab then, she's like literally 59 years old.
55.
Fat off.
You see, the weird thing is, I suppose we grew up with her.
What?
She was kind of our age when she was acting as a kid.
I am googly googling Bonnie Langford as we speak.
Right. While you're doing
No way.
Is it right?
I can't. I don't know who Bonnie Lowry is, but I got her instead. Oh my god. Now I can't spell anymore.
Oh, for God's sake, we're going to try and get the headlines
Jesus,
and everything in.
Would you give me a... Oh my god, you're right.
Great. So we spent that few
god.
Minutes there just verifying what I told
that
you.
It was very necessary. That was like literally research because it felt so mad.
Right, last one. Here it is, right? This is the one you could get. It is the birthday of Heavenly Hirani Tiger Lily Hutchins Geldof.
Oh, for sake. Like, what?
Heavenly Hirani. Imagine putting that into happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Heavenly Hirani Tiger Lily.
Oh.
Hutchins Geldof.
For Heavenly Hirani by Tiger Lily's a Johnny Goodfellow. Yeah, it's a ridiculous name.
Wow.
An absolutely ridiculous name.
Heavenly God. Hirani Tiger.
And it's got them all in it. The Hutchins, the
Everything.
Geldof.
And you know, the only one that's not in it is Yates.
Yeah, of course.
Paul's name. But anyway,
my God.
How old is she?
Jeez, I have 23.
Yeah!
Are you joking?
Yes! On the money!
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Great stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. It's 6:36. How are you?
Fine.
Long
form.
Time no see.
I know, it feels
Looking
like
well,
ages
how are you,
since we've all been here together.
It is, yeah. It's been a long time.
It's like a reunion in
here.
Yeah, it was
you having time off while myself and Mike double job.
And well, I had no time off.
Wow.
Yeah,
imagine that, PJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Tara Duggan is giving us a lecture on taking time
know,
off.
I know, unbelievable. Tara
the
Duggan of all people. Tara Duggan who works 53 days a year.
Anyway, come here. I have two things for you. Firstly, on the weather front, right?
Yeah.
This whole thing about today and tomorrow supposedly being like the greatest day. Days of this year.
Mini heat wave.
I was hearing, did I hear you mention the R word
you
in
did,
there?
Yes. Patchy,
oh my God.
Patchy rain, drizzle and mist apparently along the south coast. Along the south coast.
Yeah, that's for Cork and all.
We're
in
the east, we're grand.
I'm trying to be sympathetic to our fellow, you know, Irish people.
Apparently we're going to have a mini heat wave up to 25, 26 degrees, but there is going to be a little bit wet.
Oh, no.
In parts.
What's
and
tomorrow? Tomorrow's the same.
Tomorrow, I think, is the same. And then we're going to be lashed out of it on Wednesday.
Yeah,
the entire country lashed
price.
Out of it on Wednesday. And I think Thursday. But then it should get, well, according to what I saw on Met Aaron last night, it should improve a little towards the weekend.
Right. And then here's the second hoping. Thing that we have here, very important. Okay.
We had a heart-rending
text earlier on in.
Yeah.
From Nipper. Who's
right.
Who either lost his job last Friday or is losing it this Friday.
So he's no job now, right. Tara, before you say no.
Won't be living the dream anymore.
Stop it,
and he
PJ.
Said, what would cheer me up is if Tara would sing Happy Birthday to me. I mean, now
that's
I don't know about you,
but
you'd have to be a cold-hearted woman to deny
you
that
would.
Sort of
you
request.
Would, wouldn't you? You'd
you
have
would.
To be very cold-hearted.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have the music available, so you'll have to
so
do
you'll have to go
again.
Solo.
Oh, no.
After
no, no.
three.
Oh,
three.
No. I'm a cold-hearted woman, boy.
Ah, that's shocking.
Nipper, I cannot believe it.
Nipper!
Can I do, just so to alleviate some of the horribleness about my own self, I would like to, because I know PJ's going to be struggling. He has to talk today on the radio for the first time. I have a spare sucky sweet that somebody left in my news studio, half sucked and left on the window of my news studio.
Oh my God,
no,
that's
I'm
disgusting.
Not really cold hearted, but if you're struggling a bit this morning with the old vocal cords,
you know what we could do actually?
I'll give you
if you'd give
this
that, if you would
so
if disgusting. You would just give that a lick, we could send it on
to the neighbor.
More my style.
Yeah, if you'd drool over that a little bit, Tara, we could send that on. Nipper in the post.
On the way, Nipper.
And we'll tell you what, we'll send you an air freshener and all of that. Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac here at Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. It's 6:45. Good to be back, folks. Thanks a million for Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 22nd of July. We're not the only ones back in action. The Boiler is back today as well. And actually, there's a text in from somebody saying, Tara, congratulations, you did so well on the Niall Boylan show. Tara getting a load of love.
Yeah,
on the boiler.
There you go.
That's what, so he's back. I'm back to take back me crown.
Back there. I hope you didn't enjoy Tara, because I know that I don't ever. I couldn't sleep a wink thinking about it. We all have, won't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, boy, the boy Boylan back in action today after his sojourn in USA land. He was even on the radio over there.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
So
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
One of imagine. Those real radio.
Imagine if just. You or me were asked on our holidays to go on the radio. No. No.
It's hard enough getting us on the radio when we're not on our holidays.
To be fair, yeah. Every time you turn off the microphone, I'm running out the door going to the spa or something.
Anyway, so Boyle are back in action. As Mike put it, the whole the band are back today. Everybody's back in action. Morning to Lar Bar. Morning to, what's this? I don't know what that is. Oh, right. Sorry, Nipper has given us his full address. For it, because he actually wants that half-sucked sweet. As long as Tara agrees to dribble over.
Oh, there you go. Oh, my God. Things have gotten disgraceful this morning. Utterly disgraceful.
Morning to Dublin Kevin. Also, Mick and Blanche is wondering how much does Shane Lowry get out of the 1.7 million prize money?
What do you mean? Does he not? Surely he gets it all, does he
well,
not?
Yeah, I mean, like the caddy will get, what, 10%? I think the caddy gets... What? That's the normal thing, yeah. That you normally give the caddy 10%.
So he gets, what, 170 grand?
Yeah.
Shut
for
up.
For being on the bag. And then obviously his management.
Being on the bag.
His management.
He's
probably
full of cocaine as well.
His management who knows, 15, 20%, I don't know. How much would his manager get?
I suppose about 15%, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, or thereabouts.
Oh, my God.
And he'd have a few expenses. But to be honest with you, Mick and Blanche, I think he'd probably do all right out of it.
A caddy.
Yeah.
A fellow who hands you.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't win every week. You know what I mean? So he gets 10% of his, of the... You know, well, some of them are on retainers, I suppose.
You don't even have to be good, like...
Of course you have to be good. You have to advise them. You don't just carry the bag.
What
you
do you mean?
You have to do a load of prep, you know. You go... You get all the little lies around the place and the distances and flag positions and everything. It's a lot of work being a caddy, you know.
What do you mean? You just pull the bag around and go, here, what do you want out of it?
I tell you something. We're going to get you to caddy. We're going to get you to caddy in some sort of celebrity show-am.
Sure, what
remember
am I
talking
years
about?
Ago.
What happened to my mouth? Celebrity pro-am is what I meant to say.
But sure, years ago they used to say you could get a few quid for caddying up in the Royal Dublin.
Yeah, that's a slightly different thing. It's not the same as, like, you know, saying to some American lad, can I carry your bag for you for a tenner when you're a nipper? This is like,
well,
this is a
difference?
Profession. A lot of these guys are, you know, really low handicap golfers. They're really good golfers in their own right. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's a lot of work.
They gave it up because there's more money in carrying the bag.
Well, if you get a good bag... Obviously, if you're on the bag of somebody potentially a major winner or, you know, a regular winner on the tour or whatever.
How do I get onto the bag of a fella like that?
Well, for a start, you become a really good golfer.
Why is that? What's that got to do with it?
Because there's a bit of advice involved and whatever, you know what I mean?
As in, like...
You have to have a good relationship.
Yes, if I was you now, with this thing which I miss is what I do is, right, here, listen, take a shot and I'll finish after. Just concentrate now and I'll tell you after. Yeah, right. What are you looking for? Good day. Comedy. Let someone else do the work for you. You know?
Yeah. Actually, you're right. You'd make a deadly caddy.
I'd give them all the advice in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't believe that. Oh, I'm genuinely shocked.
I can imagine you and Graham McDowell. That'd be right up your street. PGA, what do you think I should hit here? You know the way Graham McDowell has
that
really
weird... Yeah, and
I'd be
there. You see the part that's a lighter green than the rest of it. That's what you're aiming for.
See where the flag is, right?
Yeah.
The hole's at the bottom
of that.
It's
in the bottom of that.
Put it in there.
Yeah. I tell you what, I go down and I stand next to it.
What's the wind direction here? What are we looking at?
It's going across it. You idiot. Look at the flag. You see the way the flag, whatever way the flag is pointing, the wind is going that way.
Yeah. You're right. There's not a lot to it, really, is it?
Yeah.
For 170 grand.
And the flappier the flag... The harder the wind.
The more windier it is.
So listen, what was that again about your girlfriend?
Job done.
Job done.
You missed your vocation.
I can't believe someone gets 170 grand. I'll be honest with you for that. What way is the wind going? Give us a second. See the flag? It's going that way. That's unbelievable. 170 grand, please. In your own time, like, finish up.
Yeah, Anastasia, I'm Out of Love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 22nd of July. Thanks for waking up happy with us, folks. Good to have you along. 087-188-0008 is always on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. Good day to do it on a Double Money Monday, in fairness. €1,500, is that what you said?
£1,500, yeah.
On nothing wrong with that.
The Double Money Monday for the Classic Hit bit today. So if you want to have a go, 087-188-0008, you can register days basically from now till then.
Absolutely. And classichits.ie, if you want to have another listen to it, see all the previous guesses and then let us know that you want to play. Don't give us your guess. That's the important bit. Don't give us your guess. Just let us know you want to play. And Magic Mike will select some people at random to have a go at maybe winning our €1,500 in cash. Speaking of money, by the way.
Yes.
You know the way you were very disparaging about the amount of money that golf caddies get paid?
Well, I wasn't that. Was I disparaging?
Is it not ludicrous? Money for nothing.
Well, it's ludicrous. What, 170 grand? Is that what your man's making?
Well, we reckon about 10% is the norm that you give the caddy, you know.
For pushing around a wheelbarrow full of bats for the day.
There's
unbelievable.
More to it than that.
Oh, I know. You said, yeah, there's more to it. You have to recommend a good place for lunch and
why?
You have to carry the flask for tea or whatever.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right, so, right. Well, then this, you're going to appreciate this, right? Because
Sean
the Undertaker. And also, who's this one? This is Evan in Limerick. Have both texted in to remind me of something, which I have to confess I had forgotten. Which it's actually quite a well-known stat in the sports world, right?
Yeah.
But when Tiger Woods, right, before he started doing mad stuff, right? Before he started getting involved in shenanigans and all that.
Yeah.
And he used to win everything, right?
Oh,
his
yeah.
His caddy was a New Zealand bloke called Steve Williams.
Right.
Who was the highest paid sportsperson in all of New Zealand.
What?
Just by being Tiger Woods' caddy.
That's ludicrous.
And the man was like, he was a race driver in his own right. And whatever, scratch golfer and all that sort of stuff. But he made more money. They reckon in about 12 years that he was with Tiger, he earned $8.8 million.
That's ludicrous.
There you go.
We're going. Do you want a wooden bat or a steel one? Oh yeah, give us a wood one.
Actually,
it's a long way.
To be honest with you, knowing what we now know about Tiger, you wonder what sort of services he was providing.
Yeah, keeping sketch, I'd say. That'd be it, wouldn't it? Wait, wait in the car. I know. I'll beep twice if someone's coming. Yeah, that was probably it. Keeping sketch.
That's mad, isn't it?
The dirty fecker. It's no wonder he was paying him a few extra quid. Yeah. You can imagine.
And that was just his prize money earnings. Like, he probably got a wage on top of that.
God almighty. Yeah, I suppose, in fairness, he was literally living a double life.
I don't know an awful lot about New Zealand sport. Obviously, rugby's big for them. I think cricket's big for them, is it?
I don't know what they're into over there.
Anyway, he was a race driver, apparently, or something like that. And he was the highest paid sportsman by basically, in your words, carrying Tiger's bag for him.
Carrying a wheelbarrow full of bats and driving him around in a bumper car.
You're not allowed to use a thing when you're professional golfer.
You can't even use the bumper car when you're... Oh my God.
No.
So he's not even driving him around.
And you're not allowed to use a trolley either. He carries the bag.
What?
Yeah. I mean, for God's sake, for that sort of money, the least he can do is carry
it. So that's the difference. So if I go up to a golf club when I was a young fella, I get to pull
the trolley.
Yeah, if I hadn't known I could just throw it on me back, I would have got 170 grand. Oh,
there's
my God.
There's more to it than carrying the bag.
And why can't you use the bumper car or the trolley?
I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
I think you need some sort of medical cert or something if you want to use the... I've forgotten.
Medical
because
cert.
Of you calling it a bumper car now, I've forgotten what it's actually called. Boogie, thank you, Michael. My God. I couldn't. It wouldn't come to me because he's shouting bumper car at me all the time.
Golf is a ridiculous game, man. What a mad way to carry on. It's such a ridiculous game.
Fantastic.
I have to say,
In fact, with the day that's in it, I might try and get a bit of golf in myself today. Do you want to carry my bag?
Yeah. Two riders do. How much?
There's no money involved. I'll buy you an ice pop or whatever.
No way. I'm holding out for Dennis Lowry.
Dennis Lowry.
What's his name again?
Shane.
Yes.
Shane.
Yeah, he's even better than Dennis.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Dennis hasn't won a major.
He won the Easter egg jam cup or whatever it was there yesterday.
Guaranteed Irish, Sarah from Thin Lizzy. 19 minutes past 7 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. There's a quote for you, PJ. Somebody's just texted in on your behalf. Mark Twain has a famous quote. Golf is a good walk, spoiled.
Well, I would have agreed with that until I heard you can get 170 grand for pushing around the wheelbarrow, which is amazing.
Wow.
Can't actually believe it.
Magic Mike has just come up with a fantastic idea. He thinks that we need to actually have a PJ and Jim show golf day.
A golf day tournament thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not the worst idea in the world.
So some weekend we should... doesn't have to be a weekend necessarily, or whatever, or some day, yeah. We should go out to one of the fine courses and you can be a caddy. If you want.
No problem.
Yeah.
Retire.
Yeah, if he caddies for both of us, Mike, is that
yeah,
the plan?
Absolutely, yeah. Is that cool? Now, here's the thing, though. Should it be full golf or pitch and putt, considering he's a starter?
Yeah, yeah.
You hear a full golf thing. Should that takes a week, doesn't it?
What?
Yeah, it's like you have to do a hole or two a day or whatever way golf works.
Cool, yeah, you're right.
Well,
maybe,
depending on
who
you play. With Jim, it takes a few days.
Well, me, yeah. Could be anywhere. Mine's like... My golf is a bit more like orienteering. you need map reading skills when I play golf.
Jim plays golf like test cricket. He goes on for, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's more of an exploration thing. But yeah, so we'll do that, yeah. Are you a good golfer, Michael?
I'm a bit of a bandit, I can be awful and then I can be okay.
Right, okay. Yeah. Right.
Right. Well, it's
got to be. Have you ever played any sort? Have you ever hit a golf ball? On a driving range or anything, or even pitch and putt or anything?
I was at a driving range the one time.
Right.
I got about halfway through the bag of balls.
through? And what, you just gave up? You got fed up? Did you bored?
It was going on for ages, and they weren't going forward. Right? They were just, you know, okay. It was just like...
Well, you didn't do it, like, you didn't hit, like, the roof or anything, or the sides or anything.
Ah, there was a lot of that, yeah.
there was.
At one point, I hit the ball, and it nearly came back and took the head off me because I hit the ledge up the top.
Right.
And it bounced back and hit the other ledge. And then it kind of went out of the direction, you know, by my feet.
So you're more
so to say, it didn't register, really.
You're more into the trick shots. I can be fairly good at them myself. I've hit my fair share of tractors
trick shots,
and trains. And
at one point, I was just like waiting for the little tractor man to drive past and aiming for him.
I just realise now, if this ever happens... Mike's going to show up in a helmet.
Suit of armour, yeah.
Hockey goalie gear.
Absolutely. A helmet and American football padding. Where do you go? I have to play golf with PJ and Jim.
Yeah, the two lads. You know yourself. You never know what would happen.
Yeah, Blur, Country Heads here at Classic Hits 7:28. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that on this Monday. Mary and Sandra's been on to say, lads, you could go to the Royal Dublin Golf Club for a game. It's only down the road from you.
It is. It's only there. Just on Bull Island.
I don't see them letting us in.
I don't imagine.
I mean, anywhere that's called Royal Dublin is probably not going to let us in.
And
plus the fact you'll end up kicking up a fuss over the fact that it's called Royal anyway.
I don't think I can do that anymore. You know,
of course, yeah, you're in
the Royal. I don't think, yeah,
National.
As much as I don't like the old,
what is it? What's the stand for? RN?
Royal National Lifeboat Institute. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But you know yourself. I still think the Royals are a shower of fucking dissolves.
Yeah. Royal. It's kind of a bit posh for us, Michael. Really, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, we're not going to get through 18, are we?
Unlikely.
Maybe we should find
a little nine hole. Is that what you're thinking?
Well, if they'd even give us half a game.
Lads, we'd be got
half a game.
Ah, lads.
Imagine, that tells you everything you need to know. Three lads, any chance of half a game?
I was thinking we'd go for one or two.
One, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, to be fair, if myself and PJ playing, one par five could actually take a couple of hours.
Yeah.
That's a possibility. If anybody has a suggestion as to a golf club that Mike, PJ, myself could take on in the interest of, what would you call it really? From your point of view, I suppose, having never played the game at all, ever, on a proper golf course.
Like a par five sounds a bit hard. Would we not go for a six or a seven or something like that?
What?
You get more shots.
What a par five is, PJ.
Yeah.
That's one hole.
Yeah, but you get more shots if it's six or seven, doesn't it?
There's a bit of work in this, Michael, isn't
there? I'm not too sure you're fully up to speed. What do you think it means?
You have to do it in five shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sure, that's like... If you had if a par 6 or a 7, it'd be easier, surely, because you've six, you've an extra few shots.
Yeah, but it would be obviously a much, much longer hole. If such a thing as a 6 or a 7 even existed.
Jim, what handicap do we give him?
I think I've done that to myself.
Ace of Base, All That She Wants, here at Classic Hits. 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 22nd of July. Looks like it's going to be a hot one. Can't necessarily say everywhere in the country is going to be a sunny one. But it is going to be a hot one.
It's going to be hot everywhere all day. It's going to be a bit jungle weather down south in the country today because of the rain and the sort of overcastness. But
if you're
lucky
enough to be in the East Coast, it could be an absolute belter of a day.
Yeah, so the further-ish northeast you get, the better it gets.
Yeah. A couple of quick hellos that we got to say. Let me see. There's a girl called Cleo. And it's her 13th birthday. They're at the tail end of their holiday in sunny Cyprus at the moment. They texted in over the weekend, but Enda didn't give it a chance to get a chance to give it a shout out. So Cleo, happy birthday to you. 13th birthday. It's from Dad, Mummy, and from Oscar as well. And also there is a lady called Alana Lally, who's apparently on the way to Shannon. She's gone to Philadelphia for 2 years to do her master's. And everybody's going to miss her so much. So it comes in from her mam, dad, her sister Lauren, and brother Zach. So listen, Alana Lally, best of luck.
Best of luck. Have an amazing
2 years in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Philadelphia freedom.
Philadelphia, rocky
here I come.
Country, of course, yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Still time to get involved, of course, in the hit bit. Also, thank you very much for all of the WhatsApps that have come in with suggestions about where we could go and have our golf experiment. Right? A few suggestions coming in.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of things coming in, actually. Again, somebody else saying what Tara said, we should try foot golf.
I think that sounds like a great day out, regardless, to be quite honest with you. I think that we should just do that for the crack.
Somebody saying, Davey G and Drogheda saying, recommend PJ starts with mini golf. Right?
What's mini golf?
Actually, mini golf is kind of the same, isn't it, as crazy golf. That's a very good idea. There's been a few suggestions for crazy golf.
Crazy golf, as in like clowns and windmills and
like
all that.
Dan and Cork has suggested that as well, yeah.
Amazing.
That would be brilliant. Crazy golf is fantastic.
I'd love
to go to one of those big American crazy golf shows.
Do they have that like that in Ireland?
Big
no.
animatronic
do
things.
They? You know what I mean? Oh, I'd love to play
where
that.
Where you get like, you know, figures and
where like it goes into a gorilla and his banana goes up in the air and all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be into the love that, yeah.
There's nowhere like that in Ireland, is there?
And you have to
if anybody knows
the clown with the big teeth, and you have to get it into his mouth, and it keeps opening the club. Why isn't professional golf like that? I'd watch that so much. I would watch every single round. If they go, here we are.
If the Open had windmills and alligators,
are you saying you wouldn't watch it? And they'd be the real alligators and all. Be amazing. Here we are at the swamp hole. Can you get it past the alligators?
Shane Lowry now on the tee of the swamp hole.
Dennis Lowry about to tee off here. He's about to...
Yeah. Who's Dennis Lowry? We're going to have to look at it. Was Dennis Lowry... Let's find out if
Sligo
Dennis Lowry...
Sligo lad that just won the Jam Jar. And they'd be there doing all of that. And then they'd have, you know, then the next round then after, that'd be like a pack of wild dogs. You know,
you have to get the ball through.
You have to get through the dogs,
and then you have to as well.
Yeah,
you
then
and the ball have to
and
get
then
through.
The caddy, because we all know he has. It's about time he did something. He'd have to figure out how to get the bats over the other side, and then you know whatever.
That
then,
would be impressive.
And then like maybe it's an old like wreckage of a ship or something. They have to work their way around like the complicated round.
Yeah,
that would be great. I would never not watch
that. Would be a par five. That would be.
I'd say that's more like a 7 or an 8. Now, you'd need a few shots at that. Like, you know,
if anybody knows
brilliant.
Of a really good crazy golf place, right? Somewhere really... Somebody's saying Rainforest Crazy Golf in Dundrum.
Brilliant. Dundrum. It's only up the road from...
Danny Cullen, I think, has sent that in. Yeah, there's another one saying Rainforest Golf in Dundrum Shopping Centre. That might be worth checking out. And is it the proper job? Is it the like full animatronics?
Oh, really? Come on now. We have to do it if that's the thing.
Yeah, no.
Be an amazing day out.
Yeah.
Amazing day out.
You get, like, you know the way you always see the ones on the telly? They're always kind of American. They're like film sets.
Oh, they're like film sets. Yeah, they're unbelievable. And like, it's
like volcanoes.
Like miniature Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's like miniature hip level Las Vegas style stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'm talking about the ones that are more, they're not even hip level. You get like the windmills are bigger than you are.
Oh, then
climb up them and everything.
That's Dennis Lowry stuff there. That's the real deal.
Sorry, you're right. That's professional.
Yeah,
crazy golf.
That's professional crazy golf. There's a job I'd love now. You somebody ask say me, what's my dream job?
Pirates Cove in Corktown is a great crazy golf course.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Sarah O'Connor and Kildare. But anyway, if we'll have to find somewhere. That we might check out that Rainforest Golf in Dundrum Shopping Centre, if that's the case.
I'd love to do that. That's I'm going to be getting onto the Google of that now straight away, yeah.
And if we can't manage that then, are you still up for playing some form of golf?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Right, grand, okay.
Yeah.
You just don't want to overexert yourself.
You've had the Tiger. Now it's going to be Paddy PJ the Panther. Panther Woods is going to be out there. That's going to be me. Wait, you see me.
Panther Woods.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Is that more sort of as in panting than actual panther?
I don't really know. I was just thinking that if...
How many more shots do I have to take?
If I get a bad dog, if it's a hot day now, it'll be the Pink Panther. I'll just be...
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Kart Centre. If it's karting you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalkartcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
Mike, were you doing PJ's bit last week? Were you doing the hit?
He was.
Was he?
Yeah. And I tell on Friday, I gave it the big guns.
Did you?
Oh, it was big, yeah.
Yeah. And he acts like I'm not going to hear this, you know.
All right. But of course, he doesn't realise that people are literally ringing you up going, you don't know what his hell is.
Yeah. Oh, there's people in Cork going, your man's much better than you at the old singing. Only too happy to tell you, yeah.
Oh, so there you shocker.
Go. He's dented me confidence. I said before,
you
even went
sort of
on
lost
the break.
Your mojo a little bit on it.
I have, yeah, I have. He's dented the confidence.
You
he has.
You just get that gravel, PJ.
He's here. He's doing it again. Just
he's actually taunting you. Taunting you.
You need to shut your face is what you need.
I think we're going to have to change the whole jingle now and everything. Like, yeah. We're going to have to get a new jingle so they can get his mojo back. Unbelievable.
He used to think it was a decent singer and all of that. Magic
anyway,
Mike.
Look, let's put that aside for the moment, shall we?
Yes, let's do that.
Try and give people a whole load of money.
£1,500 to be exact on Double Money Monday today. And all for you, if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this from. And we give it to you. So is it Páraic Kennehan in Galway?
That's right, Joe.
Hey, well Páraic, how's things?
Not too bad, no.
Did you have a good weekend and all of that crack?
Yeah, I did. Sure did.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff.
Anything exciting in there? Did you get up to anything you can share with us, or was it all top secret?
I was just watching the golf all day yesterday.
Happy days. Oh. Big, great Irish victory, all right.
Yes.
Do you play a bit of golf, Páraic?
No, I don't.
All right, okay. Because I was going to ask if you could give PJ any tips, but sure. Not to worry.
Yeah, give him a tip, all right.
I'm not quite sure where that's going.
That sounded like a threat, didn't it? Right, Páraic, let's try and give you a few quid. £1,500 for you this morning, if you can tell us what it is.
Duran,
A View to a Kill. Great song.
Bond theme as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. So what do you reckon then? A Magic Mickey?
No. Oh, sorry, was that a bit quick there? Oh. Sorry, it's just my reflex. My reflex. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Sorry about that, Páraic.
That is the crazy golf equivalent of a pawn.
Of a pawn, yeah.
Literally talk about going around the house.
Literally off the chart.
In the windmill, up the banana.
Sorry about that, Páraic.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Thanks
all
for
right,
playing,
bye.
Man. Cheers, bye-bye.
All right, next on the phone, how are you, Mo?
How are you doing, TJ?
Oh, jeepers, Mo. What's the crack? What part of the country are you in, Mo?
I'm in Dublin, and I'm in Ballyframer, mate. Just heading off to a toy this morning for a bit of walk.
Right, lovely. So, flying solo in your little airplane there by the sounds of it.
Yeah, you said some speed. Go, Mo, hey, go, Mo.
Did you have a good weekend, Mo?
I wasn't too bad. It was nice and quiet. A bit of time with the family, etc. But it was nice to spend a bit of time with the family.
That's the way to do it.
Good
Mo.
Stuff,
that's
yeah.
The way to do it.
We'd
right.
love to give you a few quid this morning, Mo. What do you think it is?
I love that. I think it's Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Oh, right. Another deadly
tune.
It's not right, unfortunately. Which, of course, means...
Oh, no!
which, of course, means it'll be worth Mo money tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dear.
All right,
I have to apologise, Mo. I have to apologise on Mike's behalf for that one.
Mo,
I could have thought it was that one, lads. I could have thought it was that one.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I hear where you're going with it as well.
Listen,
and given the moment that's in there, the gorilla playing the drums is more likely than me playing golf.
Mo, have a great day. Take care of yourself.
Yes, too, lads. Thanks again.
See you later, boss. Have a good one.
I'll tell you, the one thing you'll never accuse him of is being slow, Mo.
Yeah.
Come on! Come on!
Ah, it was all right.
He was me thinking he was Fly Mo at the start.
Hey!
All right, lads. There's only one person who's
You see what
there.
Happens? You throw the gauntlet down, stealing his jingle, and this is the retaliation you get.
So there you go. It is still 1,500 quid with Damien Farley at 20-5 later on. It'll sound exactly the same. There's two more we know that they aren't. They'll be on the list because I can't remember either of them. And check out all the wrong answers so far at classichits.ie.
It's Freddie living on my own here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Back in action on this Monday, 22nd of July, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. If you want to give us a shout, folks, good to hear from you. 087-188-0008. If you want to fill us in on all the goss while we were... not here.
Well, we were not here,
the
indeed.
The shenanigans that Magic Mike was getting up to behind our back.
It was all going on. All going on, I have to say. You'll have to say as well, Andy Bad News was on his holidays as well. He was away. Yeah. And he's have to come back with a veritable feast of chocolate delights out there for everybody, in fairness to him.
It's a Milka Fest.
It's a Milka Fest. Yeah, so it is. It's going to be hard now to
resist.
And in fairness, his head looked like a big lump of chocolate with the sun that's got
on it. Did he get a good colour?
He really did, and a proper colour. Like, he doesn't look like a car or a bright red or anything, you know.
Wow.
He actually looks, he's a bronze bomber, so he is.
Good Lord.
I'm telling you. So he's out there providing chocolate, bronze bomber.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe he was rubbing chocolate into himself. Maybe that's where he got that from.
So, no, I saw him smiling in the mirror there, and his delf was gleaming and everything.
You saw him smiling?
Well, he's obviously, you know, won't last. He hasn't spoken to us yet.
Yeah, yeah. Smiling. Going to ruin that's that unusual.
How's it going, Andy?
Must have been a hell of a holiday.
What the hell? What?
You had to say something to me, didn't you?
You had to. You had to
grand. I'd relaxed.
That's a remind me of hot. That's just yours. I need to tolerate. So there you go.
Yeah. So one of the many office gripes that Andy Bad News probably has.
Is tolerating
to
us.
To be fair.
Yeah.
Is tolerating us.
But there you go. Yeah, and in fairness, I don't know why I'm doing this to myself, actually, because it'll turn out, I know the way it's going to go before I even get started. Talk about tolerating people. I know the way this is going to go. But office workers have revealed their biggest bugbears.
Right.
Right? And this is a poll of 2,000 office workers found that the most irritating co-workers not only brought in smelly, stinky food... See where this is going. You know where this is going to go.
Yeah.
But also...
And you're right. It's not looking good for you, buddy.
Yeah. But the most annoying of them as well smacked their lips and made loud noises while they were eating as well. Now, look, come on. That is very annoying.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse.
Yeah. The sound of somebody eating food is one of the most... irritating.
It
grinding.
Makes you want to set fire to a human being. Unbelievable. The study also found that one of the biggest workplace irritations was when you go to the fridge, right, and find someone's nicked your snacks. Well, that is a communal area. It is a communal area.
Don't try make excuses.
It's a communal area.
You've never nicked anybody's snacks. Because you, like I, would bring your food with you.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get into your issues very shortly. But
no one would nick my snacks.
And the other thing about it here is the fact that you could nearly deal with somebody nicking the snacks because most people just abandon food in our fridge. And, you know, 6 to 8 months later, you know, the food is actually looking out the fridge door going,
well, here it is.
It's finished.
Yeah.
Should I go now?
Yeah, the food invents things and all in our fridge, being there for so long.
Absolutely. Scientists and stuff to be asking,
can they move in? I think Trinity moved a lot of scientists into the fridge.
A number of discoveries have been made.
Unbelievable. In fairness. The stink.
In our
fridge. You weren't here last... you weren't here, was it? It was Monday, wasn't it? Oh, Jim. Tara was having an absolute... she was having an emotional episode. In fairness, the stink out of the bin was like nothing I have ever smelled before. Like nothing of it. It was like somebody was took in a year's worth of dirty underpants and threw them into the bin.
Wow.
It was absolutely just disgusting.
Yeah.
I had to take the bin out. And Tara, in fairness, it takes a lot to get Tara to give me a compliment on air.
Oh my God.
And she actually said I was a hero for taking that bin out. It was so disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. So there you go. So now I just want to set myself up as being a hero before I say what's next, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So office workers revealed that the biggest bugbear is people who tuck in and eat smelly food like fish, eggs, and curries at their desk.
Right.
Now,
here we go.
I think y'all need to get over yourselves.
PJ, just out of curiosity, what do you sort of tend to have of a morning?
I like fish and eggs. And yeah,
you do like some eggs.
I have changed a little bit into having some curry chicken breasts. Yeah, I have, yeah.
You do like your tuna.
I do, and I microwave it.
And you have...
Yeah, I do microwave it.
You have sort of... You know, as you say, you have broadened your horizons.
Yeah.
To bring in a little bit of curry chicken.
Yeah, I have, yeah. And you know, y'all need to grow up. This is, we're adults. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just because you're jealous that you didn't think of coming up with the food sensations that I do, or you couldn't be bothered in pre-cooking or opening cans of fish.
I mean, we literally couldn't have written that survey better.
It's absolutely outrageous.
They just named all of your office foods.
I will say as well, I'm very
other
suspicious. Because I know Magic Mike may be a good journalist and have trained and all, but there's not even a mention of the source of where this came from. So for all I know, he was out there just typing this up himself in some weird way of getting me to change my habits.
If you go to the bottom of the page, it probably gives his name. Written by Mike Hogan.
Yeah, Magic Mickey News. No, I just, I don't know. Like, are you serious? Really? It was the smell of food. And
it can
people
be bad.
That
I mean, there was one famous incident. To be fair to you, I don't know if the tuna is really, you know. I mean, okay, we get it in here because, you know, you sit in here in this literal padded cell.
Yeah.
So there's no way for the likes of myself and Tara to avoid it. But to be fair to you, outside of that, you know, okay, there's a little...
You're fond of a smelly egg yourself, I tell you.
There's a lingering thing around the microwave the odd time, but other than that.
Jeez,
but you do remember...
You want to see him sucking into a smelly egg... In his little plastic cup, he eats them out of and all. Yeah, rattling around beside you. Like that, no. Unbelievable.
There was one very famous incident.
No one ever gives him grief over his smelly egg.
They're never smelly.
Yeah, well, I can smell them. It's just you're lucky I just like a smelly egg.
But there was a famous incident with a chap who did work here once upon a time. Now no longer works here. I don't know if you want to read into that. Read into it what you will.
Yeah.
But there was a famous time. And the chap, in fairness to him, was on a bit of a health kick at the time.
And he decided, sorry for him.
He decided to bring in a bit of a fish supper, really, didn't he? It was a bit of a fish
I swear dish. To God, it was as if the poor fella was after bringing in and microwaving Ebola on toast. The absolute drama.
Andy
Batnew unbelievable.
This all persons memo.
It came from management. Imagine. An email from management went out to everyone about the absolute, whatever the hell was after going in. And the stink and the smell.
And to make it
and
worse,
your man,
the guy acknowledged it. Rather than just decide, God, say nothing there. Pretend. Oh, God. You know, like when somebody farts and you go, who did that?
Yeah. And it was like him putting his hand up. And
he literally says,
I have to say.
And
it
I do
was
apologise.
And he had to.
I felt so bad for him.
I felt so bad for him. Jeepers. And it was as if he was after shit. It was the worst thing that has ever happened. Here we are.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
It's nearly
there.
2 years later.
Did you think he was going... Were you going to say that? It was as if you sat the shitting in the microwave.
I was going there, yeah. I changed my mind, right? I did. But it was! It was as if he was after doing a papur into the microwave. And the poor fella, 2 years later, we're still going on about it! 3 years later! Oh my God!
Ray, you will live long in the memory.
I swear...
Along with your scent.
I don't know where that man is now, but he's known as the fishy poo-poo in the microwave, man.
Yeah, I had to play it today. A couple of reasons. One, it's the Beldman's birthday. He's 72 today, Don Henley.
That's right, he is as well.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the song you are talking about.
Yeah, I was trying to explain, because you know when PJ...
get me head around it.
If you're not with us just after six every morning, PJ guesses the ages of some of the celebrities who are celebrating their birthday on that day. And if he manages to get three right, he gets a day off. He's done it on a couple of occasions, to be fair.
Yeah.
But anyway, Don Henley's birthday today, 72. He is Eagles drummer and singer and all that.
Now,
what a tune.
Yeah, I know that like Don Henley's important and all, but I want to get to the bottom of something else.
And it's going
to
be a very hot day.
I've been getting slagged, unbelievably slagged off this morning, I think it's fair to say, about the lack of knowledge I have towards the whole world of golf. I mean, I know Dennis Lowry is an amazing competitor.
Shane Lowry.
Shame on me, Grant. Shane. Yeah, Grant. Yeah, whatever. Grant. I'm trying to make the point for you. Dennis Lowry's a brilliant fella and all. And he's done something that I don't understand and asserts brilliance on him. And I just still can't believe
it. Even rained on his caddy.
I still
God's
can't
sake.
Believe his batsman gets like 1,000 or what?
170 grand.
Oh my God. For a wheelbarrow full of bats. I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. So there's a lot of that going on. And I think that's grand. Yeah. Okay, so I'm on the outside. But maybe, Jim, maybe you're on the outside of some of the great sporting events that have happened over the weekend.
Really?
Maybe.
Well,
I mean,
I was at the Dubs with you on Saturday.
Fantastic. Yeah, of course. A great win for the Bowls then yesterday and all of that. Yeah.
Right. So what else am I missing out on?
Well, you're acting like you've never heard of the Nadyum Festival in the Republic of Tuva. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a farming festival. And the highlight of the farming festival is, of course, the annual sheep squatting. And sheep squatting, of course... I mean, look, Jim, looking at me like... He doesn't know anything about sheep squatting. He's such an idiot. You don't need a bat. Don't need some oddball carrying a bag of bats around after you when you're squatting sheep. I can tell you that much.
Who does the sheep do squatting?
The sheep. That would be amazing, though. No, you have to put a sheep on your shoulders, right? Average weight about 50 kilos, and you bang out as many squats as you can with the sheep on your shoulders. Now, Dennis Lowry did win big this
shame.
Week. Shame on me, Grant. He did win big, but. For the first time in sheep squatting history in Siberia, a Swiss archaeologist called Gino Caspari has won. So it's the first time ever a foreigner has won the sheep squatting competition of Siberia in the Republic of Tuva. Unbelievable. The crowds were aghast, it was said.
All 15 of them.
Well, it's a 1,000 years old this year, the festival. 1,000 years old. He's 32 years old. He did 104 squats with a sheep, live sheep on his back.
Roughly 50K.
Yeah.
104
squats, yeah.
That's impressive.
He banged them out. There's video footage to prove it. Oh, sorry, I thought there was literally dozens of spectators cheering him on.
Right.
Literally dozens of spectators. He won. It's the first foreigner ever to win. He's from Bern in Siberia. Now, his problem is he's won the sheep and he doesn't know how to get it home. That will be a little bit of a predicament.
Wow. So you win what's on your back.
He won the sheep, yeah. He won the sheep. Now, what else do you win? You win other stuff, but it's kind of not stuff you wouldn't be...
None of it you'd want.
Well, you wouldn't get it through customs, you know. That's the real problem with it. It's not exactly stuff you'd be... You know, you wouldn't want to be going. You'd be going down the green channel and hoping you can get stopped.
Get you pick your own sheep, or is a sheep assigned to you?
Well,
I mean, like, what would happen?
You get your own sheep, but you also get a bottle of deer blood mixed with herbs. Do you know? You see where I'm going with the old customs problem?
Wow, yeah.
It's to promote health, strength, and act as an aphrodisiac.
You're supposed to drink it, aren't you? Deer blood and herbs.
Yeah. He said that as well, in fairness to him. He said, it sounds very straightforward that you just squat a sheep, but he says the hardest part was he had the sheep a little bit tilted and he licked his ear for the whole 104 squats.
Oh my God.
He's licking his ear the whole time.
That would be a distraction.
Bit like me and you, Jimmy. Huh? You love an old lick of the ear.
Oh my God.
I can't believe
that story's gone there.
I'd lick you for the few squats. Huh? Jimmy.
Oh, Jesus. But anyway, if your sheep was a bit frisky, like if it was wriggling around and all that, it would be awkward.
It would be awkward,
yeah. You can't expect the sheep to just kind of decide, right?
Would assume the sheep doesn't really know what's going on, would assume.
Like,
and you would assume that the sheep doesn't know what's at stake, like a whole bottle of deer blood mixed with herbs that the sheep, you know. So, yeah, maybe.
I mean, like, to be fair, you're a man who prides himself on... his, you know, physique and his gym kind of, you know, attendance and general fitness and, you know, all round.
Well, I like to move around, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, that's shaping up. Like, the only thing we need is a sheep, I suppose, really, and you could take that challenge on. 104.
I would take this challenge on. I would like to say, if there's any farmers in Ireland willing to lend me a sheep that will be treated in the most humane way,
right,
to sit on me back.
Now, preferably a docile sheep. You don't want one that's frisky.
No, you want a lazy sheep.
Just get on with it.
Yeah, you want a sheep that knows what's at stake, you know.
Yeah.
And I will say as well, also this morning I got awful grief about the food that I take into the microwave. Apparently, microwaving tuna and eggs is an appalling embarrassment and a shocking thing to do to anybody. Well, I'd like to just say, a bottle of deer's blood is probably a little bit further down the road of madness.
Ah, but at least it's herbs in that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fragrant herbs.
I'm not mad for herbs. I don't get the whole dried leaf thing. You know, I don't get the whole...
We're veering off the subject of you squatting a sheep. Right?
We are, yeah. You're
Which is, I think, is what the people of Ireland are waiting to see.
I'd love to squat a sheep.
You've raced a pig. To squat a sheep would be a sight to behold.
You see, I don't really know a lot about farm animals. This is the problem. You know, I remember the first time I saw a cow and I was absolutely... Like, I grew up in Dublin, so to give myself a little bit of a break, I had no idea. I'd only seen them on TV. So I always assumed that they were, like, big, but not that big. I thought they were the size of, like, a Great Dane, right?
Right.
So when I first saw them, I was like, Jesus! Oh my God! He's higher than me!
You were looking up at him.
I thought a cow would be was roughly the size of what a sheep is, I would say, right? That's right. What I thought. Yeah, I did.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. I was there, oh my God, look at your man and the six mickeys on him and everything. Oh my God! I was so shocked.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So this week, your chance to win a Sealy mattress with thanks to Living Dreams in Cork, stockist for top international and Irish brands in living, dining and bedding. You get to choose your own latex Sealy mattress, and then delivery will be arranged with thanks to Kieran, who is Cork's mattress guru. Do you reckon then if you ask him for advice, he kind of comes out with all that sort of guru stuff like, so what do you think would be the best one for me to get a sleep? Sleep is but the essence of man at night.
Yeah, man who looks for two mattresses gets better price than man who searches for one.
Anyway, you can check it out on livingdreams.ie. That's dreams with a Z, of course. Or if you want to pop into the showroom, it's in Little Island in County Cork there, just behind the NCT Centre. And you can go along and say all sorts of guru-esque things.
Yeah, he's the one with the pillowcase turban on.
Wrapped around his head, yeah. Wrapped in a duvet.
You see, I'm going to tell you, he's some man to go. It's a great spot, so it is. Right, so, and of course, Monday is the day to play, setting the score for the rest of the week. And it's going to be, have I got this right, Rona Shotnessy in Galway.
Yes.
Hey, Rona, how's things?
Good now.
What's the crack at you? Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, not too bad. It was good.
Yeah, nice and quiet.
Nice and quiet.
That's the way to have it.
Right, listen, so
good news for you, Ron, of course, is there's no score for you to beat, so whatever you do score will be setting the standard for the rest of the week. So the very best of luck, 60 seconds. Good to go?
Yeah.
Best of luck, here we go.
What A is a therapeutic use of plant oils?
Aromatherapy.
Yeah, in 79 AD, what volcano buried the city of Pompeii?
Oh, God. Vesuvius.
Yes, what was the name of the 1970s duo formed by Karen and Richard Carpenter? The Carpenters, which Prime Minister said, in politics, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman.
Oh, pass.
Margaret Thatcher, sheet, fork and ball are all types of what meteorological phenomenon? It's lightning. In the film Back to the Future, what's the name of the actor who plays Marty McFly?
Oh, Jesus, I don't know.
It's Michael J. Fox. What would you, specifically call a native of Glasgow?
Scottish.
A Glaswegian, but I'll give you a Scottish. In which profession is the American David Copperfield famous?
Football.
Magic. What? Which American designer has a horse logo on his polo range? Go on, I get slagged about him all the time. Ah, oh, it's Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren.
That's a shame.
Oh, you got caught out.
Yeah, there was a few tricky ones for you there, Rona, unfortunately.
It's all right.
But listen, we have a score on the board, right? We've got three on the board for everybody else to try and beat.
We have three, so at least you're still in the lead, at least for the day.
Exactly, you're still top of the leaderboard. Exactly.
It is a Monday morning, I know.
Rona, listen, thanks for playing. Have a good day.
Thanks, bye-bye.
See you, Rona. Have a good one, thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Right, so there you go. Three is the score to beat, so four or more puts you into the lead. Yeah. I have a funny feeling we may pass it.
We may do. But somebody else may yet get to lay their head on that Sealy mattress.
In fairness, I tell you something. You get the phone, you think you're doing grand until you have me barking and honking down the phone at you. And then all of a sudden it's not so easy anymore.
So, three to beat.